Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs get it done again. They win their third Super Bowl in the last 5 years. And Mahomes was just incredible late in the game last night. What'd you make of that Super Bowl, the way it played out, and championship number three now for Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and company?
Well, I mean, I've said it for a few weeks now. I said all season that I didn't think the Chiefs had enough to get it done this year on offense, and I was wrong. And it's, I mean, I am blown away. I mean, you know, we talk about genius in coaching. And Andy Reid is it. I mean, it doesn't matter who he's had at quarterback, you know, whether it be Don McNabb, Kevin Cobb, Nick Foles, Alex Smith. He's just won and won big. You know, obviously, you know, Patrick Mahomes has taken that to another level. And, you know, with the game on the line, Mahomes was able to make the plays that had to be made. And, you know, Purdy made most of them. But, you know, late, Chris Jones gets the pressure and causes the incompletion that creates the field goal that gives the Chiefs the opportunity to win the game. And I mean, that's just what it comes down to, you know, who makes the play. And, you know, for the Chiefs, it's Chris Jones, and then it's Patrick Mahomes. And if obviously Andy Reid dials up, you know, a wide open pass for the game winner. But I mean, it was a masterclass by those two. And, you know, I sit here and I say to myself, how do I ever not pick the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl again as long as those two guys are there?
Yeah, it's interesting, your point there on Andy Reid, because obviously before he got Mahomes, yes, he had been a very successful coach, but also in-game decisions, clock management, can't get it done, can't win the big one, right?
Yep.
And then now he's just drowning in rings. So that brings me to the Kyle Shanahan discussion, because I think now he's kind of in the process of being the new Andy Reid, right? Like a really good coach, a great offensive mind, and a guy who people are going to hammer because he can't get it done.
Yeah, I mean, he's what, there's been two overtime games in the NFL Super Bowl history, and he's been coaching in two of them, head coach in one and OC in the other. Hasn't been able to get the team across the finish line. And this is obviously a really, 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 really talented 49er team that, you know, I think in a lot of ways should have been able to get it done. And it was interesting because when I was – I mean, that Chiefs defense is really good. It was really good all year, and it was really good last night because we talk about all the talent the 49ers have on offense. And for a lot of the night, they couldn't get a lot of separation. You know, I'm like, man, they look a lot like the Titans. They've just got, you know, DBs draped all over them. You know, George Kittle was largely taken out of the game. You know, Christian McCaffrey was outstanding. He had 80 receiving and 80 rushing, and he was really largely what they had last night offensively. I mean, you know, Juwan Jennings obviously had several big plays for them. You know, yeah, Kyle Shanahan's got to get over the top. You know, what's the answer to getting over the top? You know, everybody's going to immediately, you know, point, you know, to Purdy. Is that the difference, Purdy versus Mahomes? But, I mean, the game went to overtime. I mean, and, you know, you look early in that football game, the 49ers were clearly the better team first 20, 25 minutes of that game. And I thought that's where they really lost it, because they had a chance to get out to a larger lead than 10-0 and failed to do it.
Corey Curtis from News 2 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Corey, a lot of people are already starting the Brady and Mahomes discussion.
Yeah.
How does the third Super Bowl title influence how you view Patrick Mahomes right now amongst the all-time greats, even though he's still got a lot of football left to play?
Well, I mean, three is a big number, you know, because, you know, one, you know, Joe Flacco has one. Trent Dilfer has one. Jim McMahon has one. There's, you know, a bunch of guys who can do one. You know, when you start doing repeats, that's that's a sign of, you know, all-timers, you know, when you get there. And, you know, he's in that, you know, in that pantheon now where he's got three. And I say, especially this year, doing it with the collection. And look, I know Travis Kelce's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I got that. All right. But Valdez-Scantling, Mecole Hardman, you know, Rashee Rice is a talented young player, but they got a lot of randos out there. You know, even Isaiah Pacheco, who a lot of people like, I don't think anybody would call him special. And, you know, to do it with that group was really, I mean, we talk all the time about, can you elevate your teammates? You know, this, you know, there was the Ryan Tannehill argument. You know, you get to the playoffs, can he elevate his teammates in that game, in that Bengals game, in that Ravens game? Can he elevate these guys to produce more? And the answer was largely no. And, you know, for Mahomes, the answer is yes. And for Brady, the answer, especially the last half, when he did not have a lot around him, you know, the answer was yes. And I think that's, as you look at the multiple Super Bowls for these guys, and then you look at the talent level around them to which they elevated to win that Super Bowl, I think those are the things that make those guys, you know, really special.
Of course, Brady did have a lot around him in the last one with the Bucs, and that was a loaded receiving core, incredible
defense.
Well,
yeah, I'm talking about the end of the line in New England.
Yes.
When he had Edelman, and that was about
Gronk and some dudes at receiver, kind of like Mahomes now.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you right now, if someone just says, okay, so who are the top two quarterbacks in NFL history? Is it Mahomes and Brady?
That's a good question.
You want to say Jim McMahon again, don't you? You want to throw Jim McMahon back out there?
You know, if it weren't for Charles Martin, you know, the dirtiest player in NFL history on Robbie's godforsaken team.
Ooh, that was bad.
You know the Bears would have won more than one Super Bowl had McMahon stayed healthy. You know it. I mean, you know, who else are we talking about? We're talking about Manning. We're talking about, you know. Look at Rodgers and Favre, right? I mean, these guys put up huge numbers, and each of them has won. And they had good teams. They were on good teams. I always say, like, you know, really, and it's not because it's the Packers and I like to pick on them because they've been hugely successful. I think having one Super Bowl each with Favre and Rodgers is one of the great underachievements in NFL history.
I totally agree.
I mean, how do you not have more Super Bowls with those two dudes? And I kind of feel that way with Peyton Manning. I mean, he had one until he eked one out in Denver when he could barely play still. And, you know, so as great as those guys are, they really didn't do it on the biggest stage to the level of those other two guys. And you have to tip your cap to that. You just do. I mean, how many Montana have?
So that's where I was going to go, because I got mad earlier because Chris Caney was saying clearly Montana was number two after Brady. He's 4-0 in the Super Bowl, and I don't agree at all. I don't think Joe Montana was as good as Mahomes, Rodgers, Elway, yeah. Marino. You know what I mean? If we're doing just ring counting, you're skewing the results.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, we talk about talent around. I mean, Montana always had monster talent around him, and you know, one of the great NFL innovators in Bill Walsh.
Right.
And you know, I'm a big John Elway proponent. I've been about a guy who elevated his teams. I mean, that guy had teams in the Super Bowl that had no business being in the Super Bowl. So I mean, John Elway was way, way up there. And doesn't Terry Bradshaw have four?
Yep.
Yeah. Now look, nobody puts Terry Bradshaw on that level, and they shouldn't.
Nor should they.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. When you're talking about counting rings, but I'm not talking about counting rings. I'm talking about guys who are responsible for those rings. And, you know, when we look at Brady and Mahomes, they're the guys who are largely responsible for those rings. And, you know, they are, you know, I mean, God, I mean, go to Peyton. I mean, Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison, Dallas Clark, Edgerrin James. I mean, you know, he had players. And so, yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. I mean, you'd have to make a, guys can be great quarterbacks, and you know, shoot, Phillip Rivers, Dan Fouts, Dan Marino. I mean, those guys put up huge numbers.
Thank you, for Dan Fouts.
I love Dan Fouts. Oh my God, those Charger teams were so much fun to watch.
You're gonna get Rex Road going here.
Oh,
he loves him too.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, you playing for the what did he say in Waterboy? Can't leave anything.
Oh well, there is that.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, so you know, there's a lot of great quarterbacks, but you know, to be the all-timer, I mean, you got to win. I mean, the wins have to mean something. They're not everything, but they've got to be a big part of it. And those two guys mix the yards, the longevity, the consistency, the elevation of their teammates, and the results at the end. I mean, you know, Mahomes has one drive. That's it. He's down. He's down 3 points. He cannot falter. If he falters, they do not win. And he got it done.
Yeah, really, really impressive. Corey, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, I apologize for the rest of your show. I know that you know the Super Bowl talk will not compare to what just happened for the last 12 minutes.
There's no question about that.
We'll talk about Steve Fuller on the next segment, yes, just for
thank you.
I am Steve, and it's no wonder. I run like lightning, and I throw like thunder.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Thank you, Corey. Woo.
Thanks, Corey.
Walk off, Corey yeah. Curtis from News 2.
Is that a real thing?
Our guest here. I hope so.
I hope that's a real thing.
We'll take your thoughts on the Super Bowl. 615-737-1025. What do we make of what Super Bowl number 3 does for Patrick Mahomes in the all-time quarterback conversation? More of that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.